to Europe now, where what is the answer to fiscal austerity programs all over the continent? You can hear it in the background there. Protests in the Belgian capital, Brussels, where we're joined by BBC correspondent Nick Childs. Good morning, Nick.
Hello there.
You're smack in the middle of what's going on really all over Europe. There are worker strikes and worker protests for all kinds of government programs which have attempted to reduce the number of services as a way of saving money and possibly improving the credit rating of Europe. Describe, first of all, the protests that you're in.
Well, as you say, I'm in the thick of it here in the centre of Brussels, which is one of the big focuses of today's day of action, as the European Trades Union Confederation, who've called this action, are calling it. For the last 45 minutes, we've been watching as thousands of marchers and protesters from, the organisers say, 30 countries across Europe have been marching by, making their voices and their horns and their firecrackers, as you can hear in the background, heard, to try and press this message under the banner "No to Austerity, Priority for Jobs and Growth," saying that, frankly, the European governments have gone too far in the direction of emergency austerity budgets and deficit cuts, and what they're saying is the economic and social consequences of that are such that they need to rebalance and look, frankly, more towards what the United States is doing.
Nick Childs, do these strikes represent more of a symbol or actually a campaign to begin a rollback of some of those programs? In short, do they have political clout here?
Well, whether these protesters will really get their message through is difficult to say. Here in Brussels, they're heading for the European Union headquarters and the European Commission, the Europe-wide institutions here, to press their message. But frankly, I think the mood music here is still very much that deficit reduction is the key. Of course, in the other countries, Spain, for example, where they have a very serious economic crisis with 20% unemployment and a day of general strikes, it may be different. And that's part of the message, I think, of the unions here, which is that it seems at the moment to be one size fits all as far as government policies are concerned, but different countries are in different states of distress, if you like, and that therefore there should be more flexibility in government policies across different countries.
Well, finally, Nick Childs, depending on what happens this winter economically in Europe, where are the flashpoints where this could go from peaceful parades to something much more violent?
I think it is in those countries which have the most serious deficits and economic problems at the moment. But that is part of what the protesters here are saying, is that these are planned cuts at the moment. It's the economic and social consequences that governments need to be aware of. And clearly, as these cuts begin to bite, we are going to see more of this.
All right. In the Belgian capital of Brussels, BBC correspondent Nick Childs in the middle of the trade union action, a day of action, a mass day of action across Europe, protesting austerity measures being imposed on people all over Europe by their own governments as a response to the fiscal crisis. Thanks so much, Nick.